Morning. Welcome to Human Services Health and Education Committee meeting for December 4th. Shannon, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we proceed with our meeting, I just wanted to recognize Joe Tobia for being assigned to the governor's task force for suicide prevention. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Darlene, good morning. Yeah. Oh, I do that every time. First, morning. I need approval of the minutes for November 6th and November 25th.
I made a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Darlene, good morning.
Okay. Good morning. The only thing I have for you this morning is looking for your approval for all of our 2025 contracts. You should have an attachment showing them all listed, as well as whether or not there were any changes from 2024 to 2025 and how much that may be. So I don't know if you have specific questions on any of them.
Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll move it.
Anybody's going to.
I will, you know.
Read them down the right and why changes occurred.
Yes, we remember to do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darlene. Morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Our first item is asking for approval to allocate opioid funds to ProAction for the case manager position at the Bridges to Hope Center in Corning for 2025. I sent an attachment along. The total cost would be $107,000, $107,311.86 for the total position and the breakdown of the costs. So this person's been doing all of the assessments with the people that walk into the Bridges of the Hope and getting them linked with mental health and substance abuse or housing, peers, case management, that type of thing. They've been doing suicide assessments and violence risk assessments and depression and anxiety assessments to ascertain what people need and then engaging them to link them with services.
And can you explain why now they're asking for this money?
Well, they had a grant for funding it for when the center first started, and the grant abruptly ended. The state no longer was funding it. So I had come back in September, I think, to ask for them, for you all to fund it for the last quarter of 2024, which you graciously approved. And there's still no more funding for this. So what we'd be looking for them would be more funding of some sort for the coming years, because obviously the opioid funds are decreasing and we have a lot of things we're trying to fund. So
is this like a licensed psychiatrist, psychotherapist? Like how do they do the assessments, or is it just?
They are licensed, and it's a master's level person with a license in psychology and that. So that's how they're doing the assessments and things. Yeah.
Lynn, case manager hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
I believe
half a week.
I'm not sure when that roughly. I think sometimes she works later or earlier, depending on when clients are there too.
Okay, and walk-ins are still available.
Yeah.
And does she personally sit with the people who are in Bridge Street facility, or does she just wait for them to come to her? I mean, does she, in other words, are we aggressive with the approach to help some of these people?
Yes, everyone that comes in meets with her. Every single person that comes through the door meets with her.
Okay, good, good.
It's not just the people who live in that building.
Correct. Walk-ins
it's
are available.
Anybody who comes in.
Right. Also, on the budget, I see indirect, the project costs. What would some of those be?
I'm thinking administrative costs, like the supervision and the admin costs for like the timesheets and that type of thing.
Yeah, project costs is kind of a strange term when we're talking about contracting for staffing, essentially. So it's the indirect of the total contract. Mm-hmm. It probably should say indirect 9% of the contract cost.
And how's the construction going over there?
It's coming along. I think they were hoping to still have it done by the end of this year, last we heard.
Oh, yeah, the end of this year. Okay. I know it's a slow moving, you know, progress, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I think they've been held up with some. It's hard to find all of the construction people to come in these days and do everything. But I was just talking to them 2 weeks ago, and they said they were still hopeful that it would be done by the end of December, early January.
One last question. I'm sorry, Gail. Would there be a need for a second case manager in the building? I mean, the Bridge of Hope, I believe, has 20 to 22 housing apartments, or whatever you want to call them, housing units. So to have 22 clients plus walk-in, that's a lot of clients for one person to have one case manager. Is there a possibility as we move forward that we could get a second case manager once the construction is finished?
It's something we could look at in talking with Tony, who does this. I think she's felt it's manageable so far.
Yeah.
Certainly, if there are a lot more walk-ins coming in and a lot more people engaging, we may need more help there to do assessments.
And I really think it gives us the advantage here in Corning as a place that not only houses the homeless, but provides them the services they need to become independent and move out of that homeless situation. So that's why I was asking. All right. Thank you.
My question on this is that it seems like in other departments, we've been moving away from this contracting out of employees or services. Is that something that we would be looking at moving forward on this one as well? Why would we be considering a contract in this case, where in other situations we've been actually having them be our employees?
This is just a person that's hired, that they actually work for ProAction. Like, we don't provide supervision for them or that type of thing.
Right, but we've had these positions before in social services.
We have, and I would say it's case by case. If we can find the services at a reasonable cost and the right fit, mm-hmm. then you know, it does make sense. You are paying some of the indirect, but if you look at our fringes compared to their fringes, it's pretty close. So from a recommendation standpoint, I'd say, you know, continuing this is a good idea, but certainly can keep an eye on if that position or the service becomes vacant, we can't fill anything. Do we convert that to a county employee at that point? That's kind of how we've been doing it.
Okay. The other question is, has the mayor in Corning been made aware of this person? Because isn't this similar to what he was looking for, but only to have within his building rather than over on Bridge Street? Remember, he wanted us to increase the wages for individuals providing the mental health services. And then he also offered us space in his office. So would this person be, instead of doing that, we're doing this?
No, they would be separate, because the mayors were talking specifically about attachment of providers to law enforcement. And so he was talking about providing space in that context,
okay.
Working with law enforcement. Certainly this case manager could interact with law enforcement in some capacity, but be housed there. The mayor is aware, and certainly, you know, talk to the city manager about this, that, you know, looking to staff with case management services, to the exact points Joe was making about engaging the folks who are there, who are walking in. So they are aware that we're moving this direction, but it would be different than what they requested.
Okay. And are we actively recruiting for vacancies within mental health to provide more of the services that are needed, that the mayors have both asked us for? And if we are, what are we doing to do that?
Yeah, we our basic standard recruitment plus a lot of ancillary things. Lynn and Orly and others have been doing a lot of outreach to colleges. I've actually done outreach to some colleges for some other ideas. I think, you know, when hopefully we have a successor contract with CSEA, you know, and that's in progress. But I think the increased wages that would come along with that would put us in a much stronger recruiting position. So
okay. I would like to see us as a legislature, as a committee, pick priorities. And one of the priorities that could come out of this committee, provided that the chairperson is willing to give it consideration, is to be actively supporting and pursuing the mental health services that are needed in the county. And if we make that our priority, then our department heads can then arrange their committee or their department goals based around our priorities. So that was where my thought process was going.
Yeah, just to piggyback on what Kelly said, I think, you know, that definitely it's got to be a priority. You know, when I talked back in June, and I've got the vacancy list from Kathy for social services and for Lynn for community services, I think Kathy had like 42 vacancies in social services. And I think Lynn had 10 to 12 or possibly 15. There were a lot of vacancies. And a question to you, Lynn, if by any chance, if the salaries of your clinicians, even your clerical in your department, was to increase and become competitive with other counties, do you see an increase in applications for some of the vacancies that you may have?
I'm hopeful. We've lost 4 people this year that we interviewed that accepted positions that then left either within a couple weeks of hire or before they even started because they could make more money elsewhere.
Okay.
So I am hopeful that if the salaries go up, that we will be able to, that will not happen.
Well, I think we're very hopeful too. And there's a good chance that may not, but I'm going to hope that they do. And, you know, we can fill some of those vacancies there. And just to also clarify, Kelly, I sat in on all those conversations with the mayor and the city manager, with Mark and Bill. And we put together basically, you know, a social worker, pretty much what Jack said, a social worker to have the same duties they always have, but they're going to be housed at the city hall and respond with our police department since they respond to so many domestics that involve mental health diagnosis. So what they could do is, you know, help
but
along.
That's not a position that we've put together. Okay.
Well, it would come under, you know, it would be.
That's what your wish is.
That's okay. Exactly what our wish is. Exactly.
But salaries, we did it in the budgets.
We did. So we do not have, we have a tentative agreement with CSEA, which is where all of these folks that we're discussing in this context are. They're in the CSEA main unit. That has not been, we have a tentative agreement that's being voted on in the coming weeks and will come to you in December, assuming that the union votes to accept. Would hope that they would. So the goal is to have the significant, you know, meaningful increases effective January 1st.
Thank you.
Hilda.
Just to clarify, Bridges of Hope is more of a community center, not specifically just one thing. It's supposed to be a community center of different agencies coming in to help people. So that's a little different than what we're talking about with what the mayor's wanted. So
understood.
And she's been there now a year, almost a year. And from what I understand, she's been quite effective. So.
Yes.
Are there not other counselors there? Does DSS have someone there? Or is this the only person that handles anybody that comes into that building?
Our mobile crisis team rotate in and out, and we have peers that rotate in and out of there as well to engage people. Yeah.
And on a different note, wasn't part of the problem with the city of Corning is that the chief of police wasn't cooperating as far as having someone ride along?
We were having difficulties with effectuating pickup orders.
Yeah.
Transfers specifically to St. Joe's and Elmira to the behavioral health unit. We were having difficulties with Corning PD fulfilling those, but seems like that is hopefully improving.
It's improving.
Not better yet. Yeah.
Lynn, has that gotten any better with the pickup orders to St. Joe's?
I think what's gotten better is we've talked about this monthly meetings with several of the police in the whole county to discuss kind of the crisis clients and what's going on. So, and we've done in services with Corning PD and Hornell PD, and we've always had pretty good luck with the Bath PD, but so that they're more apt to call us to go along with them on crises to respond and that type of thing. So that's improved immensely. And then that's helped with the pickup orders, A, with getting plans where they don't need to go to the hospital and that type of thing, but then also coming up with, you know, improved relations and then getting people to the hospitals where they need to go. So it's improving. It has gotten a bit better.
One last question, not to get off on a tangent, but what Scott said kind of brought this question up. Do we have any BSUs in Steuben County? We don't have a single BSU.
No.
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 You know, we have to go to Elmira. We have to go to Owego. We have to go to Olean. We have to go to
Syracuse, Buffalo.
Yeah, we used to be able to go to Penyan, and no longer able to do that. So that is a significant challenge. And I was on the phone with a hospital administrator yesterday of a hospital in the county that is not a BSU, but we talked about these challenges where people who really are, should be at a behavioral unit end up in their ED. We've talked about that in the past. There are significant challenges, and that's driven by, you know, a lack of state support, a lack of state resources for these hospitals to be able to financially make that make sense. And then when you get into adolescence, you're talking about a whole different ball game where going to Westchester to find a placement.
Was that hospital Corning?
It was.
Was it Mr. Vervalen?
No.
Okay. Because I've had some conversations with him, the most recent about 2 weeks ago, that back in the spring, he applied for a federal and a state grant to put, and I think I spoke to you briefly about it, to put like a waiting area connected to the ER. So when someone came in, if they couldn't handle, they had a mental health diagnosis and needed additional services, they would transfer them to this room and give them the services. It might take an extra day or two. And I know that from example, my son was a frequent flyer to the Corning Hospital. He'd come in Friday night, discharge him Saturday. Next weekend, we did it again. So they had no place to really give him the services and care that he needed. But and I did text him about 3 weeks ago, emailed him, and he said he hasn't heard anything yet. So I got my fingers crossed that that happens. It's something. It's something in the right direction, but we'll see.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And our second item is approval of our 2025 contracts. If you got an attachment with the, if there was any difference from last year to this year to next year with some rationales, if there were specific questions.
I'll make a motion.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We talked about the contract for the case manager. How many contracted positions do we have, Lynn?
In our department?
In your department.
Maybe 45?
Which is, sounds like it is a good number, but that is, I'd say, historic lows. We, because of the moves that you have made to bring them in-house, when I first started, most of the positions in that department were contract.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. It was more like almost 2/3 of our staff were contract. We had almost all of our clinicians were contract at that point. And, you know,
how many now?
We're down to about 40, 45 that are contract. And that includes clerical staff and nurses. There's other people on contracts besides clinical staff. Most of our clinical staff are now county. I think we still have like 3 or 4 contract positions that are clinical. Yeah.
And I also have a question with the after-hour answering service at the Corning Hospital. I know it's no cost, but...
Yeah, it's a cost. They charge us...
What is the cost?
It's cheap. It's $50 a month.
$50 an hour. How about, when are the after hours? Is it just weekends after 5?
During the week, it's 5 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. and then all weekend from 5 p.m. Friday till 8:30 a.m. Monday.
And we've got somebody hired by the hospital?
In holidays.
Through our county? to answer the phones. Is that a hospital personnel?
It's the hospital personnel.
Okay, the hospital that put that person there. Okay. And during the hours would be the crisis number.
Right. I mean, they could still call that number in error. They would still get patched through to us. But it's our daytime phone number or 988. We've been advertising 988 quite a bit.
Okay. And my last question, for family services, you moved two of those positions from Catholic Charities. What was the reason for that?
We were not having any luck filling them through Catholic Charities. We had some positions that had been open for 2 or 3 years there with zero applications. So we moved a couple of them to Family Service Society in one because some of the positions are also forensic based and they take forensic interns. They run some forensic type programs. So hoping that those people would maybe move more into employment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hilda.
Not a question, but I don't think I sent a picture I intended to. We had approved back several months ago that Family Services could get that van
right
to transport the kids from the high school to the youth center. And they just got it about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they're quite happy with that van.
I think you did send the picture.
Did I send the pictures? Sometimes I forget. Yes.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
Move it.
I moved it. Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Lynn. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
First thing is our 2025 contracts with the spreadsheet attached. Any questions regarding those?
Scott?
The first item, is that a typo or did Corning Meals on Wheels get an $8,000 increase?
That is an increase.
That is an increase?
Yes.
And what does that cover? Because then we pay 74 cents per additional meal.
That will cover the increase of food from inflation and things of that nature and a little bit of equipment.
But I mean, so what is the, okay, go back to this year, 20,251. What does that cover?
That covers
a certain number of meals and then we pay for additional meals?
Yeah, the additional meal is, they can bill beyond this 20,251 at that rate, depending on how many served.
Everything.
No.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. And my second item is permission to contract with Blooming Health. Blooming Health is an organization that will allow us to send out reminders for events happening at our senior centers and other things going on. It'll do automatic reminder calls to older adults. It will allow us to do surveys via telephone and email, much easier than calling or mailing things out. And it's a subsidy that's paid for by NYSOFA. We just have never taken advantage of it in the past.
I'll make a motion for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Good morning. My first item is my 2025 contracts. I don't know if you had any questions.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Wow, that was easy.
Thank you very much. I also would like to request again this year to purchase our foster parents' Christmas wreaths, $15 a piece, 45 of them for a total of $675.
So moved.
Second.
Any question? Joe.
Kathy, how can we get those Christmas wreaths? I mean, are you selling them?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they for sale?
No. We purchase them and then we deliver them to the foster homes. That's okay. I don't have time for that, Joe.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the last item I have is to accept the award the proposals for the laptops for that purchasing put out for us. We handed out that to you. So HPI International is the lowest company that offered the bid. We will be purchasing 25 computers for our independent living kids that are in foster care. They have to be 14 and up. And it's paid for out of our independent living funds, which is federal dollars. This is something we do every year. And so purchasing did the RFP, the bid process. And so we'd like to accept that $43,406.75 for HPI International.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask for a motion to go into executive session. Do you have anything first?
Nope.
And that is for personnel, employment history, and of an individual.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Should be brief.
Okay.
Oh, we needed to set the date.
Oh, yeah, when you come out, we can do that.
Session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to go into regular session.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We just want to talk about setting the date for the January meeting. It's January 8th at 9 o'clock. So if you could note your calendars there. Jack, anything else?
Nope.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Did you want to mention about Chris?